the time Californians vote on the nominees for president on June 5th, the primary season will be in its sixth and final month, with little question left as to who will head the national ticket for the two major parties. However, slipping under the radar of many voters are the local and statewide races and issues to be decided next Tuesday. Over the coming days, Uprising will cut into our fundraising time to bring you vital coverage of what's on your June 5th primary election ballot. Today, we'll take a look at the two statewide propositions, 28 and 29, that have sparked debate about the hotly contested topics, term limits and taxes. A yes vote on the Proposition 28 would change term limits for elected officials in two ways. It would decrease the total time an elected official can serve in the state legislature by 2 years, but it would also remove term limits specific to the state assembly and the state senate. If it passes, an elected official could serve up to 12 years solely in one house of the state legislature or through a combination of service over the two houses. The Yes on 28 website cites its supporters as Californians for a Fresh Start, a coalition of businesses, business persons, and working men and women to support Prop 28 with major funding by the Los Angeles County Federation of Labor. Proposition 29 has caused more of a stir by raising the ire of two powerful interests, anti-tax organizations and the tobacco industry. If Prop 29 passes, an additional $1 tax would be added to every pack of cigarettes sold in the state, with all of the estimated $735 million raised annually going to a fund designated for cancer research, research facilities, and the smoking cessation programs. Prop 29 is also called the Cancer Research Act, and its website credits funding for it to Yes on 29, the American Cancer Society, Cancer Action Network, the American Cancer Society Ballot Committee, and the Lance Armstrong Foundation. Ballotpedia calculated that as of May 23rd, the Yes on Prop 29 coalition had raised about $11 million, while as of May 25th, the No on Prop 29 campaign had raised over $42 million. The No on Prop 29 ad campaign includes radio commercials and mailers blanketing the state, ominously warning that it will create more bureaucracy and no new jobs. The Times Herald, serving Solano and Napa Valley last week, called the advertising blitz, quote, shameful, deceitful, and irresponsible, following condemnations of the big tobacco lobbying campaign by the Sacramento Bee and San Francisco Chronicle. My guest is Brian Lubitz. He's a political consultant and blogger at the website calitics.com. Welcome to Uprising, Brian.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for joining us. Let's talk about these propositions in turn, starting with the term limits one. That's Prop 28. First of all, what are the current rules regarding the term limits for elected officials?
Right. Well, so right now the situation is that they each get 6 years in the assembly and then 8 years in the Senate if they are still elected. So many senators, assemblymen, will then go on to run for Senate and will end up with, you know, a six-year term in the assembly, and then 8 years in the Senate. Very few folks are unseated while they're in either house, so essentially they are 6 and 8 year terms for all practical purposes. So what this would do is we change it to 1 12-year term in either house. So that would mean that you could serve in the Senate or the assembly for 12 years total.
So how would this particular proposition then change political dynamics in Sacramento?
Well, you know, first of all, I am of the mind that term limits are almost always unhelpful. Essentially, what you're doing is giving people less choice on who they want to elect. There is some problem with corruption, and given the associated problems with Citizens United and similar regulations in California, you do have too much money, and so incumbency is a powerful tool. However, what you're saying with term limits is that it is more important that we throw these people out who have the experience than the choice of the electorate to choose who they want to vote in. In this case, what you have right now with the 6 and 8 year regime is that you have in the assembly you have leaders, Speaker Perez was actually became Speaker just 2 years after he entered the Assembly. And so you have leaders who are basically rookies in the Assembly and Senate with very little experience, and all of a sudden they are, you know, leading one of the most powerful institutions in one of the largest economies in the world. It's a troubling situation in any way you look at it, but for the purposes of institutional knowledge and being able to actually understand all the complexities of the state government, the term limits regime we have right now with 6 and 8 years just is not working for California.
Now, what are the interests of the supporters of the Yes on 28 campaign? The LA County Federation of Labor is backing it, and as are a number of businesses. Why do they care?
Right. Well, so the LA Fed was interested in, for a number of reasons, but there's sort of a complex backstory involving the LA football stadium and Majestic Realty, who gave a lot of money to the measure as well. But ultimately, the LA Fed saw the problems of the current regime. They saw that, A, we weren't able to get any compromise, so that they saw the budget battles over and over and over again. And with leaders who cannot, don't have the experience in the House, what becomes is a increasingly partisan and polarized body without the ability to really come together on the complex issues for the state.
Let's turn to Proposition 29, which is certainly the more contentious issue. And this is a proposition that would increase the price of cigarettes, creating a $1 per pack tax, which would go into cancer research. Without being terribly surprised by this number, the No on Prop 29 campaign has raised over $42 million compared to the $11 million raised by the Yes on Prop 29 campaign. So a lot of money being spent on this particular proposition. I got a mailer on Prop 29 that, if you look at it, would, it's just hard to tell what it's all about. It simply says an expensive new bureaucracy. Prop 29 creates a new commission with more red tape. And they say no on Prop 29, simply too many flaws.
Right. I mean, they are at this point manufacturing flaws, right? So one of the purpose of the measure is to fund cancer treatment, cancer research rather than cancer treatment. And here's the thing is that when you do a sort of short-lived tax, which in theory part of this measure is to decrease smoking, so obviously a problem for the tobacco companies. And in general, I find anything which tobacco companies are giving $40 million to probably a good bet to vote against. But that being said, the tobacco
And in this case, they're funding the no side,
right,
so the
right. So
converse
voting,
would be
I'm
true.
I am voting yes on it. And that is precisely because the tobacco companies... And the way this would work with any smoking tax, a cigarette tax, is when you increase taxes, of course, people reduce their smoking. Simple economic supply and demand curve. And what you end up with is a decreasing cash flow over time. So to give it to a program which people then come to rely upon, so if you gave it to a program such as cancer treatment, which is what one of their big flaws is, if it doesn't go to cancer treatment, you would have in 5 years, 10 years from now, you'd have a decreasing amount of money for the cancer treatment, which that people have been increasingly relying upon.
Right.
So that would be a flawed economic model. So how they're doing this measure is they're actually doing it for cancer research, which can be done in discrete periods of time, right? So you can fund a five-year project mm-hmm. with the knowledge that the money you over the 5 years is going to decrease. So this measure would actually allow cancer research, which is, of course, cancer is still one of leading killers in the United States, for the period of this $1 tax, would it decrease smoking and would it allow some vital research to go forward in California? The other thing they say is that the money is required to go to California. That's true. However, I think in terms of the way this body is going to be set up, is that it will encourage development in California. It will bring about as we've seen with the Stem Cell Commission, it will bring about increasing jobs in the community. If you look in San Francisco, where the Stem Cell Commission is based, a biotech boom has grown up. And I think this is an opportunity for California to become another research hub. Companies will want to locate close to the research funding. It will spur development, and it will also, of course, decrease smoking.
Now, the tobacco industry, I understand, has been actually trying to cite doctors, physicians who oppose Prop 29. The Sacramento Bee has criticized this, but doesn't this veer very dangerously into the realm of misleading ads?
You know, I mean, in any group of large number of people, you're going to find people who disagree on a political issue. So that there are a few doctors who oppose this measure because, for whatever reason, if they, either their politics or their, you know, they're amongst the sort of right-leaning Republicans who are against any tax. I mean, it's not that hard to find people. And one of the things which you said before is that it doesn't go to cancer treatment, which is a red herring of an argument. You know, you can find somebody to say anything. Unfortunately, in political ads, especially for a campaign measure, it's, you know, not to be too cynical, but this is the nature of politics.
And so are the No on Prop 29 folks also trying to capitalize on the issue of taxes at a time when people are struggling economically to simply say, well, this proposition is a tax proposition, may turn off a lot of people who don't necessarily realize it. It's only a tax if you actually buy cigarettes.
No, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, if you look at it, it also is a regressive tax because people who smoke are disproportionately lower income. So, I mean, even if you're looking from a perspective, progressive standpoint, it's not a tax you'd want necessarily to fund your general fund. That being said, this is a measure that is it's a modest measure. Our tax, the cigarette taxes are not particularly high right now. This would not put us even amongst the leaders, but not, there would still be higher taxes in California.
Right. There are states where people pay a lot more per pack right. than in California.
Exactly.
And it's pretty narrowly focused, right? I mean, since the link between cancer and cigarette smoking is now so firmly established that it's really the tobacco industry can't argue against it anymore, a tax on cigarettes going to fund cancer research is a pretty straightforward type of tax.
You would think so. But again, you know, the tobacco companies and their $42 million will find a way to say pretty much anything.
How are both of these propositions polling right now? Do you have any sense of, for Props 28 and 29?
Yeah, I think both of them are going to be pretty close. As of right now, you know, I think it's going to be an uphill road, especially for the tax measure, the cigarette tax measure. It's going to be a difficult campaign. I know they were polling close to 50%, but, you know, you really have to be at this clip point. As people are voting already, you have to be pretty close to 50%. People tend to vote towards no at the end, so that will be challenging. Term limits, you know, I think when people read it, it looks good, and I think a lot of people sort of understand that basic flaw in term limits. At the same time, they understand that, you know, 12 years would be shorter than 14 years. You know, I would be more surprised. I would expect the term limits measure to pass more likely than a cigarette tax measure.
So finally, you're recommending yes on both propositions?
I will be voting yes on both of those measures, yes.
Brian, where can listeners find out more about your work and read your writing?
Absolutely. It's at calitics.com. That's like politics, that's C-A instead of P-O.
Calitics.com is the website. We'll post it on our website, uprisingradio.org, later today. I want to thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Brian Lubitz is a political consultant and a blogger at Calitics.com. We've been talking about Propositions 28 and 29 on next week's June 5th election ballot. We will be continuing to cover the elections, both local and statewide, between now and next week.